call. So we're going to go before the Lord and Father, we come to you this morning because we thank you for the master plan that you have for our lives. You told us in Jeremiah 29:11 that you have that I know the plans that you have for me, says the Lord. They're plans for good, and they will not they're not plans to hurt us or to do us any harm, but plans for a good future. And so we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that we can get up this morning in our right minds with all the activity of our lamps to come together here on the Master's Call. Father, we thank you and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who knew that you had a master plan for them, and the TMC call was that plan, and they were obedient to that. Father, we thank you for blessing them, and we ask you continue to shower them and with your love and order their footsteps, Lord, and be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, and continue to bless them and their entire households in Jesus' name. Father, and whatever ideas you bring into their minds, oh God, prosper, because we know they're good ideas according to your word. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.H. De Leon family. Father, we pray especially for Alvia and Alejandra as they take the lead, oh God, in this company. Oh, Father, please continue to order their footsteps. Father, continue to bless their entire family, Lord. And God, let just your angels encamp around about them. Lord, we thank you and praise you for each and every family member who is on the phone this morning, from the smallest one, Aaliyah, who has a day off today, to those who have been joining us, to the early youngest one, to those who have been joining us, oh God, for years. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless us indeed. Father, these just a tsunami blessings upon us today, Lord, and that we might be a blessing to somebody else. And give Aaliyah a good day off from school today. Father, now we lift up our speaker. We thank you for the word that will come forth. We thank you, Lord, that it is a rich word, nuggets, Lord, that we will take that will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. We love you, Lord, and we bind that old Satan in Jesus' name, for he has no place on this call, because it is anointed, it is saturated by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise, we call it done, as we open our ear gates to receive and our hearts to receive the word today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we go out and experience God's master plan for us today. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with that powerful prayer. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early each morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, rain, snow, hail, sleet, holiday, it doesn't matter. We will be here to give God the glory. If you want to listen to the current day's message again after the call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word in your belly, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, or if you want to volunteer to help at this empowerment conference that's coming up, you want to volunteer for the choir, to greet, to help us meet the needs of the people, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Godmother Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Again, the Kings of Artists will be hosting an Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas, March 27th through 29th at the Marriott Airport Hotel. We know that the Kings always bring forth good fruit, so you don't want to miss this. So please visit their website, artistempowermentconference.com, for more information. Well, I am going to go ahead and get out of the way so that the woman of God can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's message will be coming from none other than my sister, our very own Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn is an amazing woman of God. She is a mother. She is an author. She is just super fantastic. But most of all, she loves the Lord with all her heart and all her might. So we know that she is going to come forward, and when she does, she is just going to bless our socks off because she believes in rightly dividing the word of truth. She is a graduate of Delaware State. She is a sought-after speaker. She is an author of, congratulations, you just got fired. So I will get out of the way and introduce my sister, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Are you here?
Minister LaShawn?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Take it away.
Praise God for you. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that warm greeting. And I'm excited to see how God is going to use me this morning, especially when Minister Willa was talking about Jeremiah 29, as well as the plans that God has for all of us and how we are positioned for those plans. I just say, wow, each and every time I watch God move through us. So I'm just so grateful and just ecstatic to see how he'll use me this morning. I want to say first to God, thank you so much for the opportunity, because never do I take it lightly to come before his children and bring the word. So I just want to say thank you to God for using me as mouthpiece this morning, as well as to Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Just thank you for your yes. Thank you for just being steadfast and immovable when God gave you this mandate and following it exactly how he ordained it to be. And, of course, to my TMC family, those who have snow days, the kids are off today for a nice day, as well as those who join us all the time. God bless you. And I'm just excited, again, what God is going to do for all of us this day. So I want you all to go to Acts 20. That's Acts 20. And we're going to be coming from verses 17 to 24. But the main focus is on 23 to 24. So again, that's Acts chapter 20. And we're coming from 17 to 24. And if we were to name this, it's going to be called Finding God's Calling for You. Again, Finding God's Calling for You. From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, you know I lived the whole time I was with you from the first day I came into the province of Asia. And we're going to go ahead and slide all the way down, and where he goes to 23. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that the prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may purpose the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. So again, if we were to title this, it would be Finding God's Calling for You. Father, in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree this morning collectively and individually. Lord, you heard our prayers. You know our prayer requests. You know what it is that we are going through or seeking mentally, whether it's verbally said or not. And God, we just want to say thank you so much for the many blessings and the opportunity, the technology, and everything that you have assembled for this telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth. And God, I just ask that you decrease me so you do not hear LaShawn. You do not hear Miss Optimism. You do not hear anything but Christ. And Lord, I just thank you because the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I trust will be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. So with that, God, we just thank you for this word this morning, finding the call you have ordained for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if I were to just snag a little part of what I just read to you, I'm just going to say I want us to focus on knowing, not knowing what will happen to me there. Not knowing what will happen to me there. And that clause is found in verse 22 from Acts 20. 23 to 24, which is our focal verses. So not knowing what will happen to me there. How many times have we been called to do something? How many times have we been charged to do something, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's for school, whether it's from being a parent, and we do not know what will happen to you when you get there? When you have GPS directions going from your home or familiar place to a foreign place, you trust that the directions of that GPS is going to get you there sound and secure. You also trust that it's going to get you there in a timely manner so that you could fulfill whatever purpose it is that you have to do at that location. For example, for those going to the Kings of Artists and you're driving there, you trust that that GPS is going to take you from whatever state you're driving from to Houston safely so that you can enjoy the nuggets that will be given to you at the Kings of Artists. For others, if you're going to a job for the first time or going to a friend's house for the first time, whether you're going to the mall for the first time, whatever it is, usually you do not know what's going to happen to you when you get there. And the same thing happened with Paul when he was saying, you know, hey, I don't know what's going to happen when I get to my next phase of life. Sometimes, you know, we have to trust in that Abraham journey and know that we may not know what's going to happen on the other side. We may not be able to determine or ascertain the entire lesson from the beginning of what God has called us to do. But we know if he sends us there, it is for a reason. So you may ask yourself, I don't know what's going to happen to me when I get there once I answer my call to Christ. And the three focal points that we're going to discuss today, one is the perfect and right time, and the other is the right and perfect people, and lastly, the right and perfect purpose. Again, not knowing what's going to happen when you get there. See, when we worry about the right or perfect time, we miss opportunities because of that. One of the worst things that you could ever endure is watching somebody live your dream while you're still enduring a nightmare. Again, one of the worst things you ever want to do is watch other people live your dream while you're still enduring a nightmare. Well, what does that mean? I'm glad that you asked. Basically, it means that God has given you a vision, a purpose, a call, something for you to do, and you sat on it because you were waiting for the right time, because you did not know what would happen when you got there. You may have been asked to write a book. You may have been asked to start a conference. You may have been given a call to feed a homeless person or to start a foundation or a nonprofit organization, and what you did was wait for the right or perfect time. And then when that right or perfect time comes around, you look up on television or CNN or TMZ or whatever station it is that you watch or listen to on the radio, only to find that somebody else is doing exactly what it is that God has asked you to do, but you never got around to doing it. Amen, somebody. There is somebody on the line right now that had a book, that had an invention, that had an idea, and they sat on it waiting for that perfect right time, and God said, you know, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you a calling. I'm going to give you something, but we know that we don't use it, we will lose it. And I know I can speak for myself. There have been many times that I had these ideas, and I thought they were ideas that I came up with. But see, we have to remember that any thought, any idea, any notion, anything that is given to us is given to us from God. And if he gave it to us, he wants to make sure that we roll it out the way that he wants it to and when he wants us to. So many times we want to play the navigator and the timekeeper and the pilot and the co-pilot and the vehicle itself. And we cannot do that when God gives us a plan. So many of us, instead of enjoying the benefits or the rewards of fulfilling God's labor, we instead watch other people do the same. That's when we are worrying about what would happen when we get there and not trusting in what God has us to do. Finding God's calling for you requires trust. Finding God's calling for you requires faith, and it also requires hard work. A lot of times we mistake that hard work for not having a blessing. Like, that hard work can be, you know, long nights, a million and one conference calls per day, having to go to meetings all the time, having to go to conventions and conferences and events and workshops. But the reason why those things are ordained for us to do is so that we can get sharpened. Iron sharpens iron. So that goes to our next point, finding the right or perfect people. See, we have to understand that every person is not meant to be there when it's time for us to answer God's call for us. You see, when God has you to find his calling that he has only for you and you and your and yourself, we have to understand that every person is exactly not there at the time that it happens. And what does that mean? Every season is not for everybody. We cannot take everybody with us when God gives us the plan and we are on our journey. Everybody can't be there at the ticker tape party because everyone won't be there during that struggle. How many times have you remembered when your car broke down or you didn't have a car, or you may have faced financial difficulties, or you may have faced emotional difficulties, or you may have faced some kind of painful situation, whether it was physical pain or emotional pain or mental pain, and you looked to the left and you looked to the right and you looked down and you looked all around you and you found nobody there. However, you remember that when you look to the hills where all your help comes, that God is just waiting for you just to open your mouth and just profess what he already knows. And then what he'll remind you is, my child, everybody's not going to be there for that season of prosperity. You see, people are put in your lives for reasons. For every reason, there's a season, and for every season, there's a reason. And some people may be placing your life for you to grow. Some people may be placing your life so you can learn how to love. Hallelujah, somebody. Sometimes people are placing your life so that you can know how to love the way Jesus did. Because, see, it's so easy to love someone that loves you, but it's so difficult to love someone that hates on you so bad and makes you try to make you look so bad all of the time. You know, like those people that smile on your face and want to hug you, but then behind your back, they have those fiery darts and want to start backbiting and start trying to bring up what exactly belongs in the past, or any other kind of vile or hurtful things. You know, they are there for that. But see, God puts people in that place not for you to fight them, because those fights are for God, but he puts those people in your place to strengthen you, to get you prepared for the adversity and the wiles of the enemy. Because, see, favor ain't there, but when you follow God's purpose, that's when you realize exactly what you are made of and who you are and whose you are. So yes, saints, what's for you is for you, but don't forget, like I said, there's no perfect time for anything. The only thing that is perfect is what's good, and what's good is the Alpha, the Omega, and what's good is what's up in the heavens above. So we can't determine what a perfect time or a perfect person is when God gives us the call. And again, you may say to yourself, well, I don't know what's going to happen when I get to the other side. And that goes to my last point for this morning, the right and perfect purpose. Love what you do and you will never, ever work. When I wrote congratulations, you just lost your job, a lot of people got that title misconstrued. How can you be happy about losing what you was blessed with? Or how can you encourage people to quit their jobs? And that's not the premise of the book. The premise of the book was for us to use our God-ordained talents to monetize our purpose. And see, God gives us each gift. Some people know how to call roll. I am not that person. Some people know how to sing. I am still not that person. Some people know how to write. That's the calling that God has given to me. And when God gives us each our own designed purpose, it is up to us to cultivate it the best way we can. Now, how do we cultivate those purposes? The first thing is giving thanks to God for giving it to you. That's number one. But then also to teach others how to do the same thing. You know, see, God's going to put people in your path that are either A, going to want to know how you do what you do, B, that know what you do, and they learn with you, and then C, the people that you learn from. So, for example, if your calling is singing, there's going to be people in your path that you're going to teach how to sing. There's going to be people in your path that's going to learn different ways and the falsettos and everything else that comes along with singing. And then there's going to be people that you learn from. And see, that's one of the things that I also talk about with the book, the three types of people. These are the things that keep the world going around and around through God's purpose. So because of that, you have to understand that the perfect purpose is loving what you do because God has blessed you with it. God doesn't make a mistake when he gives you something. God doesn't make a mistake when he blesses you with that gift. He gives you that gift for a reason so that he can get the glory from it. He gives you that purpose for a reason so he could fulfill a master plan. Imagine if Nehemiah didn't fulfill his purpose, or imagine if Jeremiah didn't fulfill his purpose, or imagine if Moses said, you know what, God, I don't feel like using the staff to part the sea. I want to use it with my foot, or whatever else that people may have decided to do and try to change the course of God's plan. It would have been a catastrophe. What if Jesus said, you know what, God, there's got to be another way for me to save the sins of the world and the people that are going to come after me. So instead of hanging on the cross, God, you know, Dad, I think instead I'm just going to roll down the hill of Calvary instead and see what happens from that. Everything has a purpose and everyone has a purpose that they must fulfill just the way that God has given it to us. So all I can say is glory be to God that Jesus chose the path that was given to him, and glory be to God that Mary listened to the angel when he said, don't be afraid that God has done this to you, or any other ordained path that we read in the basic instructions before leaving this earth, that people followed it to the T. Even so much now in today's time, we look at the master's call, thanking God that Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK followed the vision and the purpose that they had in their lives. There's a lot of different things that all of us could have been doing. There's a lot of different things that we all want to do. But when we are fulfilling God's purpose, finding God's call for us, and not worrying about what will happen on the other side, what will happen is the perfect time will be now. The perfect people will be sent to us, and the perfect purpose will be found because it is already ordained in our lives. Again, that comes from Acts 20, verses 23 to 24. When we read those verses, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may purpose the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me, the task of testifying the gospel of God's grace. If we simulate it to our lives, we do not worry about what happens on the other side as long as we fulfill God's purpose for us. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for that word. I'll be calling you back to give us the benediction, but we'll go to the before the Father in prayer right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the woman of God who came forth with such a powerful word. Father, continue to bless her life. Continue to be a hedge of protection around her and her children. Lord, you know every need. Meet them to the exceeding and abundantly according to the power that works in her. Lord, we thank you for this time we've had together. We know that sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind up the spirit of infirmity. Father, I call on you right now because I know that your word is true and your word says he was bruised for our iniquity. He bore our iniquities, and by his stripes we were healed. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I call forth the healing power, the virtue of God to go forth to those who are struggling or sick with sickness and disease. Lord, I thank you that you are their peace. You are their comfort. You are the comfort to those who are dealing with bereavement. Father, continue to be a hedge of protection around them. Continue to give them your peace, which is the peace that passes all understanding. Let them know that the joy of the Lord is their strength and that they can lean on you through this time of struggle. We thank you, Father, because you know every prayer request, those that are spoken and those that are unspoken. You know every need on this line, and we call every need met. We call it done in the blessed name of Jesus because we understand that you are God all by yourself. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the God who loves us more than we love ourselves. So we just want to thank you. We want to glorify you. We want to praise you because we understand how much you love us, Father. You love us more than we love ourselves. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all that you are in our lives, all that you've done, and all that you continue to do. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I know you want to hear this playback today, so you can listen to today's message by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. Again, the Artist Empowerment Conference hosted by the Kings of Artists is in Houston, Texas, March 27th through the 29th. For more information, please visit the artistempowermentconference.com website, and that's artistempowermentconference.com. Again, if you want to volunteer to help us to sing in the choir for the Sunday service, or if you want to greet, or if you just want to be a part of the program, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. We are so looking forward to seeing you there. We would love for you to be a part of Sunday service with us. So please, again, email us if you have the desire to be a part of the service, and that's info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So here I want to say go out and have a super fantastic day, and I will turn the call back over to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Take it away.
Amen, and praise God for you and all who are under the sound of my voice. God, we just come to you again to say thank you. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we remember that finding the purpose and call that you have for us and not knowing what will happen there, that God, you will provide all provisions, you will provide all time, you will provide the people, but most of all, you will provide the peace and understanding that we will need in order to fulfill that purpose and not wondering what what would happen on the other side. And God, as we move away, we just ask that you give us the heart to love on those that need, especially during this cold and icy season. God, we ask that you protect those who are homeless, place them somewhere warm and safe where they can have food. And God, we just want to thank you for the safety and provisions you have over us all. It is in Jesus' name that we love you and thank you. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy the way that God would greet you. Have a great day.